Chapter 1. The Early Years. Diana's parents were Francis and Johnny Spencer, the Viscount Althorpe. Johnny was from a very old and important English family, the Spencer family. George Washington, Humphrey Bogart, and Rudolph Valentino were connected to this family. Frances was beautiful, but she was also a very strong woman. She fell in love with Johnny Althorpe when she was only 17 years old. Johnny Althorpe was tall and handsome, and Frances wanted to marry him. Johnny went to Eton, one of the most famous private schools in England, and then he was an officer in the army. Later, he left the army and studied farming. Frances and Johnny married on the 1st of June 1954 at St. Margaret's Church, Westminster, in London. 1,000 people were at the wedding. The Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, the Queen Mother, and the Queen's sister, Princess Margaret, all came. Frances and Johnny lived at Park House in Norfolk. The royal family had a house nearby, called Sandringham House. The royals often came to Sandringham on holiday. They knew the Spencer family well. When Frances's father died, he left her a lot of money. Frances used the money to buy a farm at Snettisham, near Park House. In 1955, the couple had a daughter, Sarah, and in 1957, another daughter, Jane. In 1960, they had another child. This time it was a boy, called John, but he died after only 10 hours. Then, on the 1st of July 1961, Diana was born. And 3 years later, in May 1964, Frances and Johnny had a boy, Charles. But there were problems in the marriage. In 1966, Frances met a new man, Peter Shand Kidd, at a party in London. Frances and Peter fell in love. At Christmas 1967, Frances left Johnny and moved to London. She wanted to take the children with her. Johnny wanted them to stay at Park House with him. Diana missed her mother very much. She was only 6 years old when Frances left. Her sisters were at boarding school, a type of school where they lived most of the time. It was a sad and very difficult time for Diana and Charles. After Frances left, Johnny paid money to different women, called nannies, to look after the children at Park House. The Spencer children loved Park House. It was a large and friendly house. Diana loved animals like dogs, cats, and rabbits. She enjoyed swimming, playing tennis, and going for picnics on the beach. She visited her mother in London at the weekends. Sometimes the royal family invited the Spencer children to the big house at Sandringham. Diana was good friends with Prince Charles's younger brother, Prince Andrew. Diana's mother and father divorced in April 1969. Frances married Peter Shand Kidd soon after. Diana and her brother had holidays with Peter and his three children. Later, Frances and Peter bought a big house on the Isle of Sile. Sile was an island near the west coast of Scotland. Diana went to a small day school near her home called Silfield. But when she was nine, her father sent her to boarding school. The school was called Riddlesworth Hall. In September 1973, when Diana was 12, she moved to another school called West Heath. West Heath was near the town of Sevenoaks in Kent. Diana liked her new school. She had some good friends there. She learned to dance and play the piano. She was not very interested in school exams, but she was good at dancing and swimming. At this time, Johnny Althorp met a new woman. Her name was Rane Legg, the Countess of Dartmouth. Rane was also the writer Barbara Cartland's daughter. Rane was married with four children. Johnny's children loved their father very much, and they did not want him to be with another woman. Then, on the 9th of June 1975, Johnny's father Jack died. Jack was the 7th Earl Spencer. Now Johnny became the 8th Earl Spencer, and Diana became Lady Diana Spencer. Johnny and his family went to live in his father's great house at Althorp in Northampton. The Spencer children did not like Althorp very much. It was a very big house in a large park. It had 121 rooms. It was a beautiful house, but it was also very cold. It was not a home like Park House. Rane started to come to Althorp a lot. In May 1976, Rane and her husband divorced. 2 months later, in July, Johnny and Rane married quietly in London. Johnny did not tell his children about the wedding. They read about it in the newspapers. The Spencer children were very angry with their father. Now Rane lived at Althorp all the time. Diana loved her father, but he was now married to Rane. This was very difficult for Diana. Many of Rane and Johnny's friends visited Althorp. They had a lot of parties there. But the Spencer girls were always cold to Rane. In 1978, Johnny was very ill and was close to death. Rane looked after him and helped save his life. Johnny was lucky and he got better. But still the children did not like Rane.